So I know it's not relating to web design, but I really don't care. I want to briefly talk about Pirate Bay and the prosecution, and how those guys are going to be sent to prison. And in some ways, I kind of agree with it. Yeah, they did obviously flout the law, and Pirate Bay was was quite an extreme example of piracy. But actually, I think the media is missing the underlying issue here. There's a lot of reporting about Pirate Bay and what they're doing, but my real concern is the copyright laws that seem to exist in both here in the UK and in the US, and for all I know elsewhere as well, which are extremely archaic and out of date. And just to give you an example of this, okay, I gave my son for Christmas the Kung Fu Panda, which is a DVD, and also, as it happened, I gave him an old MacBook that I had knocking around, and I copied all of his films into electronic format to sit on his MacBook because he scratches DVDs for a pastime. Now, I was breaking the law doing that. And because I'm not allowed to make copies, electronic copies of the DVDs that I have bought and own. Now, in my mind, that's absurd. And to make matters worse, I tried to do this with Kung Fu Panda, and they had DRM'd it up to the absolute nines, and so I couldn't create an electronic copy. I couldn't rip the thing. So what I decided to do, for better or worse, is I decided to BitTorrent the film that I already owned. Okay, so I did that, and my ISP received a cease and desist letter from Paramount Studios, which they then dutifully passed on to me. And I just think it just made me so angry that I was the criminal in that situation, simply because I was trying to change the format or alter the format of the media that I had already bought. It's time that the legislation is updated to reflect the 21st century that we live in. And I think that has to start with the media and the power of the media. But first of all, the media need to get beyond just talking about Pirate Bay and talk about the underlying issues. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, and my criminal story as well, rolled in for one. A bit of sleaze to keep the listener interested.